Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joined by a special guest this morning. Well, not a special. Well, yeah, he is a special guest. He's on with us frequently here on News Talk 830 WCCO from the Carlson School of Management at the University of Minnesota, Dr. Paul Voller, joining me to talk about this news that came down, Dr. Voller, from the folks at the Justice Department regarding Google and their monopolization as a search engine.
That's right, John. It's great to be with you. And it is big news because when you've got a trillion-dollar company and when everybody searches, 80 to 90% of them go through there, you care about what happens because they literally control so much what we see virtually and otherwise. So yesterday, the U.S. Justice Department and 11 other states filed suit under the Sherman Antitrust Act, which essentially says you're monopolizing a market to the detriment of consumers. You're charging them too high prices. You're keeping competition and choice out. You're stopping innovation. And they're making those claims against Google, and they're doing that with the idea of getting an order to get them to stop, and maybe, this isn't in the complaint yet, John, but maybe to break up Google into pieces, kind of like Standard Oil 100 years ago. That's the death penalty. So Google's taking this very seriously, as I think all of us should, because it's a big company that touches our lives every day.
Well, I guess my question is, because I mean, people stop and think about Google. It can be a noun, and it's also a verb for many of us as we go and Google something. But what will this mean for consumers when it comes down to it?
It's a great question. Google has become a verb and a noun like Kleenex and Xerox, right? Those things, because they're just in our head. They pioneered and they perfected the art of the search that goes with it, which is now so much of the way we buy things, look for information, and essentially hold our discourse. So what it matters right now for consumers, nothing, right? Right now you're going to keep getting your access to Google Chrome or to these various devices that provide that search access for you. But down the road, what it means, and I don't mean this could be just a matter of months, if this is just motivated by partisan politics, a lot of Republicans, especially people on the Trump side, have it in for Google because they think that they've been biased in the way they do searches. But for people generally, if it looks like they're going to essentially they are monopolizing, then what can happen is consumers can expect that when they buy a device like the phone I'm speaking on right now, that there will be easier access to alternative search engines. And that's a big deal. Well, it matters for Bing. It matters for all sorts of other search engines. I think the big issue is whether they, if they prove the monopolization, John, whether they break up Google, because Google is really part of a big multi-business company called Alphabet, and it has the search engine, it has devices, it has software. It's got literally $1 trillion plus of economic activity. It's as big as when they broke up Standard Oil 100 years ago.
You know, looking at all of this, and you mentioned this, you know, that it seems that so many of these lawsuits, these questions, these filings, and the 2 weeks before the election have come from more of an opportunity to perhaps fire up conservatives in this case. Is this becoming a political issue, Dr. Voller?
It is a political issue. And it's, you know, why shouldn't it? Everything else is right now. In the next 2 to 3 weeks, it will be. So on the Republican side, the 11 states are all what I think we'd call red states. They're Republican majority states like South Carolina or Indiana. But a lot of blue states are looking at this. So our Attorney General, Keith Ellison, I was just looking at this. About 7 years ago, I was searching on Google. then Representative Ellison was looking for information from the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, which collects a lot of information about monopolization, like the Justice Department. And it was about Google. So, you know, there's an appetite for the same kind of investigation on the other side of the aisle. You would think it might not be partisan, but it is. So even if there's a change in the White House, John, there's a good chance that this investigation, this lawsuit could continue because there's appetite on the other side. Whenever there's dominance or perceived dominance, there's always a question of whether there's dominance being abused. And that's what they're looking into with Google.
Well, this is probably, or logically, it might spread to others then, too, because you talk about dominance. That would include outlets like Facebook. That would certainly include outlets like Amazon. And these things might reach into, you know, or addition, sort of a wake-up call for those businesses.
I think you're right, John. That big tech, and that's Facebook, Amazon, Instagram, and Google, all of them, they're given to what they call lopsided performance. I was going to say to you, think of the third most popular word processing program. You can't, right? It's because the first two dominate the field. Same with search engines, same with online buying, same with social media. And what that means is with that dominance, and it's just given to that in that industry, they have to watch for abuse. And so I think you're right. When they attack Google, they're also sending a message. And I mean this, the Justice Department and these attorneys general, they're also sending a message to Facebook, Amazon, and other new economy big tech giants to watch where you go and how you compete because of this dominance is going to be perceived a certain way by consumers and maybe by certain other suppliers, the people that are the stores that use those search engines. So it matters for a big part of an economy, not just Google.
Yeah, indeed. So much of this kind of reminiscent of what Microsoft went through, I want to say 1998. I don't know if I have the time.
You got it dead right. I mean, in many ways, the people on the law side. So remember, I sit at the Carlson School, but I also am going to teach a class at the law school today because I wear both hats. One of my colleagues who's at the Columbia Law School said, it looks like the Justice Department just took the old complaint against Microsoft back in 1998, made a copy of it and erased a couple of places where it said Microsoft and their operating system and put in Google and their search engine. There's something to that. Having said that, John, one of the interesting statistics is this. The U.S. Justice Department has not brought a monopolization case under the Sherman Act in about 10 years. They brought about one, I think, in the last 10 years. So, you know, maybe their less than perfect success with Microsoft to some extent deterred them in Google's, but they're coming back. There's something about Google that attracts the Justice Department, these AGs. So watch it closely. I don't think this is going to go away if November 3rd results in a different resident going to the White House. I think there's a bipartisan appetite for this, and Google's ready for it. It's not like they're lacking any money or expertise, and it's not like they're lacking information. They usually have it first.
All right. Hey, Dr. Paul Bowler, always a pleasure to have a chance to visit with you. I look forward to doing it again in the near future.
John, it's always my pleasure. I look forward to it again as well.
Take care. It is 7:57 here. News Talk 830 WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.